Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am so happy to be with John Foley. He's the general manager of Dingle Benner's Hotel. See how good I've gotten at that?
You've got excellent at it.
And it's on the Dingle Peninsula in County Kerry on the southwest coastline. Lots of coastline, because you are a peninsula.
Absolutely, yeah.
Of Ireland. Some gorgeous scenery driving. And, you know, in spite of the fact that we're still in the winter months, I was singing the song The N17 as we were driving, okay. Because there's a wonderful line in there. Stone walls and the grass is green.
That's right.
And, wow, the grass is really green here.
We get the rain.
Well, yeah, but you get that. We haven't had a bit of rain. We're here 5 days. We have not seen rain yet.
Well, actually, this week has been the best week. It's
but
fantastic.
You know, we were here from the 14th of December until the 11th of January. And I think we had, you know, a couple of misty days. We had some gray days. We had a little bit of rain. We had one torrential downpour that lasted a couple hours. That was done. I don't know. I mean, Irish people make a fuss over rain. The same weather that blows through Ireland blows across the UK, blows across France, and when it gets to Germany, it turns to snow. So I don't know what everybody's talking about.
We've a habit of just talking about the weather when we've nothing else to talk about.
It's very sad. It's very sad because I've actually had Americans say, you know, well, the weather's terrible there. Why would I want to go? Well, first of all, you don't come to Ireland for the weather in any event. But, I mean, you have to go to our website and go look, see the TV show that we did, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams. Have a look at the filming that we did over a period of 5 days, and you will see glorious sunshine. Today, we stopped at Bunratty Castle, outside of it, and Dirty Nelly's tavern just beside it. And the eyeglasses that I wear turn dark, like sunglasses. You know, they have that ultraviolet, whatever it does.
Yes.
And even though my glasses turned pitch black, I was squinting. I couldn't keep my eyes open. It was so sunny bright. You never hear people talk about that. And it happens all the time. It's not like it's really unusual. Yeah. It's unusual that people even bother to mention it.
It is. Yeah. It is. But whatever the weather, you can still, as I said earlier, you don't come to Dingle or Ireland to get a suntan anyway, so...
Yeah, but you could. And you've got some gorgeous beaches here.
We have fantastic beaches.
There's gorgeous beaches.
From once you head on that Sleighhead Drive, every few miles you have a beach, and I was out there myself this morning. It was absolutely stunning.
I have to ask you a question. Maybe I'll pull out a... Well, here's... I don't think this map that I have here is going to do us any good, actually. Because it's a road map of Ireland, so I don't think it's going to be detailed enough. Maybe I get lucky here. You hear me crinkling my map, people? Okay. So, Dingle Peninsula. No, I can't tell a thing from here. All right, I can actually. Here is Sleighhead. So, people, look at a map of Ireland. The easiest thing to do is find Limerick, because the letters are real big always. And then just go... head for if Limerick is the center of a clock, head for 7 o'clock, and just go. You know, look down. You'll see Tralee, which is really at the beginning of where you're going to enter the Dingle Peninsula, and follow along. You get all the way down the tip, and you'll see Sleighhead. Now, where is it? Can you see the Sleeping Giant Island from all of those places, or is there just one beach that you really see it from?
Well, it's from the... I think you were in Cominole and your TV...
what beach was I on?
Yeah, that Cominole.
Okay, you have to write that down for me.
Just,
here's my pen. Write it down for me.
Just beyond that, you're you're looking right out at the sleeping giant.
Yeah. Okay.
So
I felt terrible because I couldn't tell people, just get on the sleigh road. I had no idea because I don't know the names of all the beaches. And you really don't need to know the names. Just get on that sleigh head drive and stop as you go.
That's the way to do it. That's the
stop
way to do it.
As you go. Something like my grandfather would have said, his famous line, hurry up, but go slow.
Hurry up.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us this hour. This has been delightful. More to come. This is Stephanie Abrams enjoying Dingle's Benner Hotel in Dingle.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit ireland.com.
I am delighted to be happily ensconced in a very comfortable lounge chair in a setting that feels very homey. As a matter of fact, yeah, we are at Dingle Benner's Hotel, and it is right in the middle of Dingle Town. And you literally can walk to shops and restaurants, and there are lots of, you know, kind of artsy shops. This is the kind of place like Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard and, you know, the Sausalito, the kinds of places that, because of the very nature of the landscape and the seascape, tend to attract creative people or bring out the creativity and the people that are there, because it's kind of, you know, everywhere you look, the views are very inspiring. And I think there's something intoxicating in the fresh air that comes off the sea and the salt sea mist. It's just very special. And I'm with John Foley, who's the general manager of Benner's Hotel in Dingle. You know, I was looking up your telephone number, John, on the way over because we... there are all these wonderful brown signs all over Ireland that if you didn't know about a place, it will remind you, hey, dummy, you're about to miss. Get off the next exit. There's a castle. Yeah. There's a waterfalls. There's a historic or spiritual site. And we got trapped by one of those as we went driving by. So we were a little late because of it. And it's always nice to go off on an adventure. Gee, let's go see that on our way. And so when I went to call and I happily had, you know, Wi-Fi connectivity in the car, I found there are three or four other hotels with the name Benner's in it. Now, are they all affiliated? Yeah,
they're not affiliated anymore. They would have been going back into the 1800s.
Oh, fair and safe.
Yes, so...
Who was the industrialist entrepreneur in the hotel business?
They were the Benner family.
I would have guessed that.
Yeah, so they were, and we have a picture on the wall in the next lounge Mrs. Benner, who's currently... buried in Dingle as well, so...
I saw her picture the last time we were here. I actually took a photo of it.
Yeah, so...
Wasn't she the entrepreneur for the 1800s?
She was the daughter. I think it was her father would have been the entrepreneur. They were business people, started off in Tralee, so that's where Benner's in Tralee, and... I suppose it is something that we do try to distinguish Dingle Benner's as opposed to Benner's in Tralee. And unfortunately, it is something that guests get mixed up between when they're booking, especially when they're booking online.
So we do
stress the Dingle Benner's.
Dingle Benner's Hotel. All right, I'll remember that. That's a good lesson to remember because... who was I talking with? I'm trying to remember. It was an attraction. Oh, I know what it was. It was Cave of the Winds. Go Google Cave of the Winds. There's one at Niagara Falls in New York. There's another one in Colorado. And if you mess up, you'll go buy tickets online and arrive at one place with a printout of tickets for a place that's about 2,000 miles away.
Oh, my God. Yes.
And, you know, I called the people in Colorado because we were doing a feature on Niagara Falls last August. Mm-hmm. And in doing some research and whatnot, I fell upon this Colorado Cave of the Winds. And I called them because I thought, well, wouldn't it be fun to have them on the air? Regrettably, far too many people don't realize when I call you, you have just found out you have the winning lottery ticket. And every now and then somebody doesn't realize it and they just rip it up. And it's like, I can't chase you. You got to remember to come back to me. I never heard from them again, regrettably, because I would have loved to have interviewed them. But didn't happen. And I did learn, however, that they had some people who thought they were buying tickets for Cave of the Winds, Colorado, bought tickets for Cave of the Winds, Niagara Falls, New York, showed up in Colorado, but they were very nice to them. They didn't torture them. They just
absolutely
let them in.
That was
admirable of them, because they could have made them pay a second time.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But, you know, even though they weren't paying them. We're going to take a quick break. Don't leave me. Stephanie Abrams here.
Ah, Curaçao. The Dutch island with Caribbean and South American flavors blended to tantalize taste buds of foodies, connoisseurs of fine liqueurs, seekers of secluded sandy beach coves for lovers, and lovers of water sports, history buffs seeking European immersion in world history and its UNESCO Heritage City. Shopping for the most sophisticated brand seekers and unique creative handcrafts of Curaçao's artists and artisans. With challenging links golf courses, including one voted 2018's best golf course in the Caribbean by USA Today, and an island with world-class sightseeing experience in abundance. Sun and sand? Lots of it. Year-round, wrapped in warm breezes. Curaçao has everything you want on your next holiday. Visit Curaçao.com and visit Curaçao. A warm welcome awaits you. That's Curaçao.com.
The magic is happening at Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass. One of New England's most popular attractions, the village is a unique, entertaining world of fun, fantasy, food, and fragrance for the whole family. It's also the world's largest candle shop, where kids and grown-ups can make their own candles. The village is home to the enchanting Black Forest, where it snows year-round. Santa's Workshop, where he welcomes visitors every day of the year. And the Bavarian Christmas Village, filled with sparkling holiday ornaments. In addition to over 400,000 candles, you'll find toys, gifts, and more from great names like Pandora and Vera Bradley. And with tasty treats from Yankee Candy, Fresh Fudge, and Popcornopolis, every day is a holiday. Or sit down with the family for a wonderful meal at the award-winning Chandler's Restaurant. Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass., where families come for the candles and stay for the fun. Take the Mass Pike to I-91, exit 24.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
Ancient land, a battle-taught place, where two hills now stand, and on the plain there lay the slain.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm with John Moriarty, the owner of Lord Baker's Restaurant and Gastro Pub. You know, I'm not going to say what I'm thinking, John. Maybe I will, because my audience will wonder what I'm thinking. Oh, I hear the word gastro. I always expect another three-syllable word to follow it that you'll hear at the doctor's office. So I'll leave it at that, because it really doesn't belong. But that part, I guess I can figure out. Tell me about Lord Baker. Where did the name come from?
Well, when we purchased the property in 1989, we were in here having a drink with the owner, the late Marchie, he and her husband. So we cut the deal and we were having a drink. And she said, what are you going to call it when you open up this gastro pub and restaurant? And I said to her, I have no idea. That's something we haven't thought about. And she said, why don't you bring back the old historic name, which was Lord Baker. And this was the name in the pub over 130 years ago.
Wow.
And we said, well, that's a very good idea. And she said, not alone that, but he was a famous man. He was a famous poet. He was a fluent Irish speaker. And he was an auctioneer and a politician and a director of the Tralee Dingle railway line. So we said, well, there's a story, so let's build around it. And that's how we brought back the old name, which is over the... It's actually, you see it here.
That's over the door there. Yeah.
That's the picture of it from 100 years ago, Main Street Dingle.
Well...
So we brought back the old name, which I think is a great idea.
Yes, it is, of course.
And as they say in West Kerry, we never look back since, because it's been highly successful. We've almost 30 years been doing a great trade, and... It's a family business. My son is working with me. My daughter helps. My wife helps. And she has a Blasket Island heritage. She came from the Great Blasket Island. So we have lots of great memories on the walls of the Blasket Islands and of people who came through the building over a 30-year period. So there's a wonderful collection of pictures from presidents of Ireland to prime ministers. We have six prime ministers, two presidents. They all came in. They dined here over the years. And they came back again because they liked the old world atmosphere, which we tried to create in the front. And we have a modern restaurant at the back overlooking the walled garden. So it's come together very well. We have a huge emphasis on local food, because we think there's nothing to beat the West Kerry lamb, being a sheep farmer myself. And there's nothing to beat the fish that's landed locally here every day. So we have a great supply of quality products. And it makes it easy for chefs when they're dealing with the raw material that's so spectacular as what we've got here in West Kerry.
And I'm trying to remember who it was who gave me the education that if I had to take a test on today, I'd probably get a grade of below failing. I only remember a third of the information, maybe two thirds. But what I was informed about was that the people from the Blasket Islands who emigrated to the U.S. settled in Springfield, Massachusetts. So those of you that are watching in Boston and New England and New York upward, northward, who may know folks in the region, if there are Irish descendants there, very good chance they came from the Blasket Islands. And somebody was explaining to me that people from, I don't remember who went where, but the people from Dingle, I think, went to Holyoke, Massachusetts.
That's correct.
Okay, so at least I get 66%. Yes. Barely scraping past. There was a third one.
Holyoke and Springfield, and some of them went to Chicopee, which is just outside Springfield. And we now are about to develop a sister city with West Springfield. That's now happening in the near future, the next couple of months.
Well, are you going to come over and visit?
Well, I've been going back and forth for many years, and it's been wonderful because I've been very active in coordinating groups from Dingle who go to sell their goods at the Big E Fair, which is the Eastern States Exposition.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
That's a big deal. Mm-hmm. And all the New England states participate. So we take Dingle Jewellery, Dingle Linen, Dingle Crystal, all those companies go out and they sell their goods there. And it's been wonderful. The space is given free of charge to the Dingle companies going out, and the management at the Big E Fair are delighted because it gives them an international dimension when they're holding their fair in September.
Shh, don't tell people that.
September.
Other people will get jealous.
They would.
Well, I'm going to make it my business to come to Big E. We went to the Big E Fair years ago. I don't think we've been back since, so maybe the time to motivate ourselves to be there has come upon us. But we live about an hour and 15 minutes from Springfield.
That's very close.
So I'm hoping that you will make enough time that we can abscond with you and drag you out to where we live.
That would be fabulous. We'd love that.
And I'd love to have you. It would be grand.
Stay with me. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we'll be right back.
There lay the slain, for neither the battle was won. So the bard then was told of these fairy hills, where bloom the wildflowers and daffodils. Some big, some small, she young, she more, Chinchkale does its garagalma stone.
time for more Travel Talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm with John Moriarty, the owner of Lord Baker's Restaurant and Gastro Pub.
I must tell you a quick story about Holyoke. This neighbour of mine went to Holyoke in the 1920s, and he didn't have a word of Irish going out there. He came back from Holyoke a fluent Irish speaker, because Holyoke was so small at the time. It was just a great big village, and there was Irish everywhere. And he picked up his Irish and came back to Dingle speaking it fluently.
That's hilarious.
And that is a true story.
That is hilarious. Well, there are places, you know, a very good friend of ours is Derek Warfield.
Yes.
Who started out with his brother Brian and two other fellows as the Wolf Tones.
I know them well.
And then about 17 years ago now, he and Brian had an artistic parting of the ways.
They did indeed.
And such a euphemistic, pleasant way of saying it. But in any event, they split. And Derek started the Young Wolf Tones, which are amazing. Mm-hmm. And Damaris Woods, who is the banjo player, she is incredible. And then there's these three younger fellows, four younger fellows. They make a grand sound. They're really marvelous. And so he's come out, you know,
yes,
to visit us hither and yon as well. And I'd like to get your bones out to visit us.
But, you know, I used to manage the Hillgrove Hotel here in Dingle for 20 years before I came up here, and that became the mecca of nightlife in West Kerry. And in fact, it was one of the most popular night venues in Munster, the whole of this region. And we used to have the Wolf Tones regularly there, and we used to have the Dubliners, and we used to have Christy Moore and all the famous big bands, and sometimes international stars coming in there. And then it became famous for weddings and functions and dinner dances. So we had 20 great years. We were very young at the time, so we had mighty nights until morning. When the bands came off the stage, they normally went into a small lounge bar, and that's when the real music happened.
Well, the reason I thought of Derek was that he does an extensive tour more than once a year. In fact, he's on an extensive tour right now with the craziest schedule you've ever seen.
Yes.
Because they'll do things like they'll be appearing in Dublin, and then they're in New York, and then they're in Hawaii, and then they're in Edinburgh, and then they're in Australia. I mean, this itinerary never makes sense to me.
Yes.
But they're all over the world all of the time. And on one occasion, a couple of years back, and he goes there generally once a year, he goes to a place in upstate New York called Durham. You ever heard of Durham, New York?
No, I haven't.
You'd think you were in Ireland.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. You would think you are in Ireland. It's every pub, every inn, every B&B. I don't know if there are any big hotels. I think they're all kind of small inns and hotels. Has shamrocks and an Irish name, and they do an Irish festival.
Yes.
And it's incredible, and thousands of people just pile into this little town. And, you know, that's where I'll catch up with him while he's busy running around America and splits his time between Ireland and the west coast of Florida in terms of where he lives. So it's very cool.
Oh, yes, there's some great musicians go out there for the winter months as well. When work gets quiet here, they go out there to America and they do tours, you know.
The other photo that I found really interesting that was over my left shoulder, because I guess it was the picture of Dick Fitzgerald was behind me, really.
Yes.
To just lined up here. There's a photo of a woman and a man, and I'm looking at who are these people, and I didn't recognize anybody particularly. And then I look at the label on it, and it's Imelda May. Now, I would think, unless you have Irish connections or you're particularly interested in Irish music, if you've spent a lot of time in Ireland, you would know who Imelda May is. Otherwise, you've probably never heard of her. And that's regrettable, because if Imelda May introduced herself to America, she would be an explosion. Wouldn't you agree?
I totally agree with you.
Now, when I've seen her, she was very blonde.
Yes.
And in that photo, she has very black hair. So I wouldn't have recognized her at all. Do you know Paul Fitzpatrick?
Paul Fitzpatrick.
Ethna's brother.
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay. Ethna Fitzpatrick owns Fitzpatrick Castle.
Yes.
In Killiney, the Beverly Hills of Dublin. And until about a year and a half ago, Paul owned three hotels in Dublin. And not long ago, sold them and is off.
That's right.
Sowing his wild oats at the moment.
Yes.
I don't know if he may be back in Ireland already. I don't know.
I worked with his father, funny enough, Paddy Fitzpatrick, God rest him, who used to manage the Talbot Hotel in Wexford. And I worked there, and he then left hotel management and formed his own hotel group, and it became the Fitzpatrick Hotel Group. And he was a wonderful operator. And his wife, Ethna, and Paddy himself were very good friends of mine, and they became, you know, hugely popular people. They knew Bill Clinton, and they knew all the greats of politics in America. And like myself, we've been to the White House, and we've been to Congress in session and all that.
Lucky you.
Yeah. with Richie Neal, another friend, Congressman Richie Neal from Springfield.
From Springfield.
Yeah.
Well, he would be ours as well.
Would he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Great.
He covers Berkshire County in the,
he
the
took
West.
Took us into the White House, and he took us into the Congress.
Hasn't taken me anywhere. Richard Neal, you're planning on taking me somewhere.
And he played a very big part in the Good Friday Agreement, which brought us peace to this lovely island. And himself and Clinton did great work at the time, Bill Clinton. So.
Yes, well, I had the privilege on three occasions, twice in person and once by telephone, of interviewing John Hume up in Derry, who was a co-winner of the Nobel Peace Prize 1998 for his contribution to resolving the conflicts in Northern Ireland.
Yes.
And Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton also played a key role in that.
Oh, yes, very much so.
That's when I had John Hume on the phone with me, because somewhere back when Hillary started running for president, and it wasn't even this run, it was with when she was in the primaries against Obama, Obama.
Yes.
Somebody, it was publicized somewhere that Hillary Clinton had something to do with Northern Ireland and Ireland in a positive way, and there were critics who didn't have a clue about anything, but they were there to say, you know, what did she have to do with anything? Now, I happen to know because I was educated at the knee of John Hume.
Yeah.
So I had all the inside scoop.
Yes.
And so I thought, well, rather than having me get on the air and try to explain it, why don't I get John on the air?
Yes.
And have him explain it. This had to be something like, I don't know, 2007 or something like that. That's a good 10, 11 years ago. And so I had him on to explain Hillary's role in basically what she did was to raise the consciousness of the women of Northern Ireland that to empower themselves to do things because they didn't just have to sit by and watch and that they could play a key role in bringing peace to the region. And she was running workshops and seminars and teaching at the university. And and they were all staying at Patsy O'Kane's place, Beach Hill Country House in Derry, which is where we've spent the last nine Christmases.
Oh,
so, and she has, you know, similar pictures on the wall, including pictures going back to Teddy Kennedy. And
yes, the Kennedys.
And, of course, Will Farrell himself, the elf, who popped in there and stayed for a stint as well. So you've got all these wonderful photos, you know, lining the walls.
And Jean Kennedy Smith was a regular visitor to Dingle when she was the American ambassador to Ireland.
Yes,
and she's
JFK's sister.
Yeah, and she used to call in to us. And she says,
yeah, I see her photo there.
That's right. And she loved my brown bread, and she used to always take a loaf up to Greenmount House to have a nice piece of brown bread for breakfast. She'd say, can I take away a loaf? And I'd say, you absolutely can. And she was a wonderful lady. We took her around the Slayhead Drive, and we took her out to see the dolphin when she was the ambassador. So she was always coming back to Dingle. And then President Kennedy's daughter, Caroline, she was sitting here one day having, which was amazing. She looked like a West Kerry lady. She was sitting here, and some tourist who came in, an American, said, you have somebody very important in this table here. And I said, have I? I said, I didn't know that. And said, you know, she's President Kennedy's daughter, former. And I said, that's amazing. She never told me who she was. She kept a low profile, but obviously her aunt had told her to call in.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
And she went out and she started taking photos of this place. And that was it. She looked like a very plain, ordinary West Kerry girl.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, it's a fairly amazing family.
Absolutely.
We're going to take a quick break and come right back. Don't leave me. Stephanie Abrams here talking with John Moriarty at Lord Baker's Restaurant and Gastropub. Fabulous food, people. Great conversation. Don't leave me.
Ah, Curaçao. The Dutch island with Caribbean and South American flavors blended to tantalize taste buds of foodies, connoisseurs of fine liqueurs, seekers of secluded sandy beach coves for lovers, and lovers of water sports, history buffs seeking European immersion in world history and its UNESCO Heritage City. Shopping for the most sophisticated brand seekers and unique creative handcrafts of Curaçao's artists and artisans. With challenging links golf courses, including one voted 2018's best golf course in the Caribbean by USA Today, and an island with world-class sightseeing experience in abundance. Sun and sand? Lots of it. Year-round, wrapped in warm breezes. Curaçao has everything you want on your next holiday. Visit Curaçao.com and visit Curaçao. A warm welcome awaits you. That's C-U-R-A-C-A-O.com.
The magic is happening at Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass. One of New England's most popular attractions, the Village is a unique, entertaining world of fun, fantasy, food, and fragrance for the whole family. It's also the world's largest candle shop, where kids and grown-ups can make their own candles. The Village is home to the enchanting Black Forest, where it snows year-round. Santa's Workshop, where he welcomes visitors every day of the year. And the Bavarian Christmas Village, filled with sparkling holiday ornaments. In addition to over 400,000 candles, you'll find toys, gifts, and more from great names like Pandora and Vera Bradley. And with tasty treats from Yankee Candy, Fresh Fudge, and Popcornopolis, every day is a holiday. Or sit down with the family for a wonderful meal at the award-winning Chandler's Restaurant. Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass., where families come for the candles and stay for the fun. Take the Mass Pike to I-91, exit 24.
Time for more Travel Talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
With St. Patrick's Day around the corner, I thought it would be a good idea to do a couple of things. One having to do with the trail leading to County Cavan and Farnham Estate Spa and Golf Resort. And the other having to do with getting to Ireland. There are some very good times to fly and find, generally, have no trouble finding a seat and finding a seat at a price you're willing to pay. One of those days is March 17th. Another is December 25th and December 31st or January 1st. For the most part, people in general want to be where they're going to be celebrating by the day when things are going on. So you will often find in the days, maybe 3 or 4 days before St. Patrick's Day and the 2 or 3 or 4 days after St. Patrick's Day, the airfare from the U.S. to Ireland or from Ireland to the U.S. because a lot of people in Ireland go to Philadelphia or New York or Boston or Chicago or someplace else for St. Patrick's Day. In fact, when we are in Ireland around St. Patrick's Day, most of the people we know and love in Ireland are either already in the States or headed that way. We pass each other in the air. But the funny thing is, people want to be at the destination on March 17th, or on Christmas Day, or on either December 31st
or January 1st, most of the time December 31st, you will often find the plane reservation level low, and by the laws of supply and demand, tickets are cheaper. And I can tell you, last year we flew back from Ireland on St. Patrick's Day, and the fare one way from Dublin to Boston, or I remember maybe we flew into Hartford. Yeah, they were priced about the same. It wouldn't have mattered. But we paid something like around $250 per person for that one-way leg. Had we flown the 16th of March, the fare was $800 and something one way per person. And the day before that, it was $600 or $700 one way per person. The day after St. Patrick's Day, the 18th of March, it was around $600 a person. But on St. Patrick's Day, it was $250. And I was just as happy to fly back because there was a very festive, if you've ever flown on a flight on New Year's Eve or Christmas Day or St. Patrick's Day, it's like a party in the air. Everybody is very jovial, including the flight attendants, which isn't something you see too often anymore. But the more remarkable part is how inexpensive it was to fly on that day. And when you fly from Europe, particularly you're flying from Dublin or Shannon, you'll land on the East Coast somewhere around 2 p.m, depending on which city you're flying from, which flight you're on. If you're flying out at 8:30 in the morning or 11:30 in the morning or 2 p.m. But you'll get back midday to early afternoon, which means on St. Patrick's Day, we were able to catch up with the people we wanted to celebrate with in Massachusetts. And that was cool. So even in the thick of things, when you know, you start hearing about high airfares around the holiday period, look at flying on the holiday date. Because when you fly on the holiday date, you often find the planes are relatively low occupancy, and therefore the fares tend to be quite reasonable. Find the reasons to go, not the reasons to stay home. I'm so glad you joined us today.
We're flying high.
Get you up there. I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together weather-wise. It's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.